Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. For many of us today, our text from John chapter 3 is very familiar. It contains one of our most favorite and familiar verses, John 3:16. This verse is probably the most common of Bible verses that we see all around on Christian merchandise, t-shirts, billboards, and you name it, the list goes on. However, there is something more than just John 3:16 that is happening in today's text. It is about a conversation, an encounter that Nicodemus and Jesus has. You see, Nicodemus, a Pharisee, goes to Jesus in the middle of the night. And what comes out of this dialogue is something so rich that so many hours could be taken. But I'm going to save you guys the time and cut right to the chase. Today, Jesus turns Nicodemus around. He takes Nicodemus from the path that he had been going around on and points him to the Father. He also takes Nicodemus into baptism, where the Word and the Holy Spirit combined with water takes Nicodemus' sin away. And finally, Jesus, as we'll see, teaches Nicodemus, the great teacher teaching the teacher of Israel about how it is we obtain everlasting life. As it was for Nicodemus, we will look at how Jesus turns us, takes us, and teaches us even today through the lens of baptism. Jesus turns people from the way that they have been going to his saving work in baptism. In our text today, it is clear that Nicodemus has a conflict and a burden. He comes to Jesus, being an individual who is well-traveled in the path of Judaism. He knows his Israelite culture and customs in every step he takes. Not only that, but he closely follows every single law of Moses. How can this Jesus be saying these things without the law? Here's Nicodemus, a member on the Sanhedrin, going to Jesus. He thinks he has his own way figured out. For certainly God reveals himself through the law. I mean, isn't that how it works for Nicodemus? How can this be any different? I have my methods in place to reach God on my own accord. I know that I am saved by doing the law. This Jesus is probably up to no good. Nicodemus is going to go set things straight. But Jesus has something different in mind. He turns Nicodemus' thinking around by saying that no one can be saved unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Wait a second, this doesn't quite make sense for Nicodemus. I can only imagine what's going through Nicodemus' heads. He's probably saying, "You have got to be kidding me, Jesus. What does this have to do with following the law?" This response by Jesus, saying that Nicodemus must be born of plain water and by the Holy Spirit, this is what turns Nicodemus around. He goes from heading in his personal direction, heading what satisfies his own desires and the laws and the things that he has to do. He goes from going that way, going toward what Jesus has him to do. Like Nicodemus, he turns us around as well. One of my favorite things to see on a Sunday morning is to see an adult convert at the baptismal font. Nothing is more impactful to see that. To see a person come up to the front of the church, to the baptismal font, to receive that washing by the word and by water. And to know that God has been at work in that person's heart. To know that this This thing that happens at the baptismal font is just not an external sign or symbol. No, it is the manifestation of God at work in a person's heart, turning that person around from where that person, he or she, was going to the path that God leads them on. Whether or not that person was an addict, an alcoholic, a workaholic, you name it. Or maybe just didn't know who Jesus was. But God enters into the heart of that person. And through the Word, through the Holy Spirit, turns them around and becomes a member of God's family in baptism. So it is for us who are baptized as well. I don't remember my own baptism. I was baptized in September of 1995, which may not seem that long ago for some of you. And even that, many of you were probably baptized way before then as well. But yet, each day, God turns us around. He turns us around from the paths that we want to go on our own, thinking that there is something greater and better than what God has done for us already. And daily, Jesus takes us and turns us around, points us back onto the path of God. He bids us go in the path that we are from the baptism we have received. It is not too often in today's world that someone is willing to take away something for free of charge. Whether or not that's your old television that sits in your basement, the old behemoth of an analog TV, or the old oil that you have sitting in your garage, or even that outfit from 40 or 50 years ago that Goodwill won't even take. There are some things in life that some other people just won't take. And that's the same with the rubbish and the baggage and the filth that clings to us in our sin. You see, we try so hard to get rid of it. We try so hard to push it off onto something else or someone else. However, it is Jesus alone that I'd like to consider next, who takes away our sin in our baptism, who washes us clean in the water and the Word. Jesus takes away that sin in a person's rebirth. Nicodemus could not get his head around this turning around and being reborn. He asks, does this mean I have to re-enter my mother's womb? But Jesus jumps on that right away and rebukes him, saying that unless he is reborn by water and spirit, that he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He must follow and act on the way of God, according to God's own terms. Not according to his own rituals, not according to follow the laws of Israel, but being taken by the things of God. According to what Jesus is saying here, something must die in order to be reborn. For what sense does it make to be alive already, to be alive in one's own ways, only to gain life on top of that? That doesn't make sense. That's not how it works for God. We must die. Something must be killed to gain new life. This rebirth that Nicodemus wrestles with can also be taken as something that comes down from above. And we see Jesus using the story of Moses in the wilderness with the Israelites. And when the venomous snakes came upon the Israelites, Moses was instructed by God to lift up a cross with a bronze snake on it. And whoever looked at that cross would be saved. And in the same way, the Son of Man has come down from heaven and was raised up to be killed, to be slaughtered. But that whoever looks at him and whoever believes in him would be saved. And Nicodemus slowly realizes that his sinful nature must be taken away by someone else in being reborn of the water and the Spirit. And this is how it works for us, for our experience in Christ as well. Romans 6 says this pretty clearly. St. Paul writes that our old self, the old man, was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. We were taken to the burial of Christ in baptism. Everything we are, everything we know, everything we do is taken upon Christ in his death. While we were sinful, Christ takes our sin upon himself. No matter who you are, what you have done, where you come from, Christ takes it all to the cross, where he bled and suffered and died. In the baptism that you and I have had, no matter as an infant or an adult, that old Adam in us was taken to Christ. On that Good Friday on the hill of Calvary, by his wounds and his resurrection on that third day, the new life that he was raised from the dead, you and I have a place in God's kingdom. Already, Jesus has turned Nicodemus around. He also has taken his sin. Now, Jesus teaches Nicodemus that baptism involves understanding the heavenly things. In the text, we see Jesus, the great teacher, teaching the teacher of Israel. While we could spend so much time talking and thinking and processing about everlasting life and the eternal life that Christ gives, I want to zero in on how Jesus teaches everlasting life for those who have been reborn in baptism. To a certain extent, Nicodemus would have made an excellent Lutheran, because as I was thinking through this text, I couldn't help but think that Nicodemus was asking our famous question, what does all of this mean? And Jesus quickly responds, stating the obvious, if you are such a good and learned teacher, why can't you understand this, Nicodemus? Jesus then launches into a brief lecture, a true teaching moment for Nicodemus. Of course, if you do not understand the earthly things, how in the world could you understand heavenly things? But Jesus at least has a heart here. He does not completely rip Nicodemus apart. He makes a connection with a story that Nicodemus was probably very familiar with. Again, with the bronze snake on the cross. Jesus asks him essentially, well, do you remember this story? The story where Moses lifted up the cross in the wilderness? Well, in the same way, the Son of Man, myself, has come into this world, and I will be raised as that sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. But later, after my resurrection, as a victor who will live and reign forever, all who believe in me will be saved. Guaranteed. You better watch, Nicodemus. It's going to happen. I can only imagine and think for a moment this morning that this episode, this moment and conversation in the night resonated with Nicodemus. That it truly did turn his life around. We see in the Gospel of John at least two other places where Nicodemus appears. One is at the Jewish trial, where Jesus was put on trial, and it appears that Nicodemus stood up for Jesus. And again, later, after Jesus had died, we see Nicodemus with Joseph of Arimathea preparing the crucified dead body of Jesus for burial. And this memory, this teaching that Jesus had stuck with Nicodemus. And it kept on replaying, replaying in his mind. And I can't help but think about the memories that we have in our own lives. The good, the bad, the challenging, the joyful times that we have. Whether or not that's a recent high school grad, or a newlywed couple, or even a death of a loved one. All of these memories hang with us, stick with us throughout our lives. But most importantly, this morning we think about our baptism and what Christ has done for us in our baptisms, where God washed us into His own family. In the water and the Word with the Holy Spirit, He has turned us around. He has taken our sin upon Himself. And we were taken into His death, where we died with Him. But on that third day, we too rose again from the dead. And each day we are reminded and taught by God Himself that everlasting life comes through Him. And this is where we get our favorite verse, John 3:16, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. A few weeks ago, as I was preparing the sermon and getting real excited to be here with you guys this morning, Pastor Johnson told me about how recently each of you received a baptismal remembrance card. And how special is that? To have that reminder, that date on which you were baptized, where you were turned, taken, and taught by our Lord. And it is my prayer that this morning, as we go through our worship, as we spend time in God's Word, that with each word, each song, each prayer that you lift up, that you would remember whose you are and what God has done for you. And it is my prayer that you revisit that baptismal remembrance card, and that with each day you would look at it and remember that Christ has turned you around and continues to turn you around, that He takes your sin, has taken it, and will continue to take it, and that He will continue to teach you and keep you on the path to everlasting life. Amen.